Wait, am I singing the right song?
Hold on. It's a song.
Keep going. You had
bum,
it.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum,
and
bum,
bum, bum. What's going on, bum, everybody? This is Colette, really.
I want to do it again.
Oh, it was so good. This is Cody.
Max.
Zach.
And Ronnie.
And you're listening to the Talk It
Off-ish
Podcast. My God, that was fucking hilarious.
I think that was the most chaotic intro
you
ever had.
You literally wanted to start it over.
I did. I'm actually a little pissed.
That's a ripper of a one take, though.
Oh, so...
I'm actually a little pissed.
So, we have another person with us. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Let's not acknowledge him for the entire podcast.
No one says shit to me moving forward.
Dude, he's...
No eye contact, it would be the worst.
We have guests... And we just don't even look at them the entire time. You're just there like a mannequin.
Yeah, that would be like reverse ethics for you guys.
Yeah.
You go from showing all the love to no love at all.
You just do play-by-play of the podcast. Funny joke by Zach.
You write columns for the podcast.
Cody won. Zach, seriously, you're never doing the intro again.
I know. I should have those responsibilities revoked.
It's so, what makes the intro.
So, who are you?
My name is Ronnie Ish. I play in a rock and roll band called As It Is. Pleasure to be here.
Shame. Wow. Give it up.
So, how long have we known you, Ronnie? When did we meet? When was
briefly
that?
In the back of a trailer on Vans Warped Tour in 2015 when Riley was giving me a fade.
Yes.
You actually came back and you were like, hey, what's up, dude? And I was like, hey, man, what's up? Nice to meet you. You're like, yeah, right. Sucks. And he just walked away. And I was like, well, that was not pleasant at all.
Oh, good time, Zach, man.
100% did not happen.
Yeah. I totally made that up.
No. I probably came outside and was like, that guy looks real cool. And I'm
like, dude, what's your name? It is such a sick bald fade. I wish my head looked like that.
Oh, my God.
Not.
Dude, my first memory was just like the bromance that you two had.
On Warped Tour, yeah. Tour.
It was like an undeniable bromance.
Dude, fondest memory.
Changed my life.
Yeah, the amount of warped memes that went around.
Right now. I know.
Dude, eye contact, and all of a sudden everybody in the room fades.
I remember at one point there were people on the crew because I guess we should explain that.
Yeah.
2015 Warped Tour is when we met originally, but 2016 Warped Tour. You rode in our bus the whole summer.
Yes. I was with Fearless Records.
Yes.
And they had...
shout out.
Yeah,
shout out Fearless Records.
One true. I don't know.
One true love. Wanna bless up. This is on camera, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
But it's also just going to be an audio podcast, and I love that happened.
You just hear like the softest kiss.
Y'all should probably rip over to YouTube right now.
You got to do it again, but way harder now.
Yeah. Check myself out.
That's for the audio listeners.
Yeah, so it was on the bus all of 2016.
Yeah.
And we had a day off relatively early on in the tour, and everybody fucked off, and it was just me and Zach left in the bus. It's like everyone left us, and we're like, hey, what's up, dude? And you're like, hey, what's up, dude? He's like, I'm just going to rip the toilet really fast. I could come out, and he's like, what are you doing today? I was like, oh, I don't not you know, haven't like really decided. How about you? You know, and it was just like, oh, I don't like really know. And then we sat there for like 10 minutes. And I was like, so like, we should do something together then, right? And it was like, yeah, naturally, probably.
I think both of us really wanted to be friends, but we were nervous. Mm. Like it was like that
total schoolyard.
Yeah.
Schoolyard nerves.
That's nobody adorable.
Nobody knew how to make the first move, and then I think we ended up going to a Chili's.
Yeah, your like leg brushed against mine.
And you were like, Chili's. Somehow that
you looked at each other and said it at the same time.
We're like, what should we eat today?
Chili's.
I will say, so people on that bus, they got jealous.
They did.
Of the bromance you had. They were upset. They tried to tear you apart.
They were like trying to get unflattering photos of us hanging out.
Worst angles. Yeah, garbage, if you ask me.
We were like, pathetic. We're still really good friends. I remember there was a day on that tour where one of my old friends that I was really close with came, and
he
was
like, the most awkward shit ever.
And I had to like explain to him before he got there that I was like, it was like introducing my new boyfriend.
There's a new boy that I met this summer, and I just want to let you know that like
we went to Chili's together, so.
And it's been going really, really well. So yeah, I definitely feel that. It was really funny because you could like see the chemistry between us, and he was just trying to like catch up the whole time. Yeah, yeah, and he was like trying to force himself into like the gaps, and we're like
elbowing him out.
Yeah, he was like, "Dude, this sucks. I'm leaving." Oh, he spent more time in the porta potty than the bus that day.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah.
Do you feel honored?
Warped Tour porta potties.
Oh,
that is a different experience of life.
You know, Warped Tour porta potties are hot. Because when you go in them and you poop and then you come out, it's cold outside. And it's like 98 degrees outside.
And 140 it, in the tub.
And then when you come out
in the box.
When you come out of that fucking porta potty, it's like straight up like a chill.
It's,
like,
just, it's weird to be in a box peeing outside, and in the distance you're hearing Simple Plan's "I'm Just a Kid."
Yeah, dripping sweat, and you come out and all of a sudden it just dries, like your forehead just
feel, honestly, it's almost like you put yourself through a little bit of hell just to feel a little bit better getting out of there.
I'm convinced that COVID was created in a Warped Tour porta potty.
Oh, there was like a whole like tweet going around that was like, if you use a Warped Tour porta potty,
you're immune.
You're immune.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so disgusting. Like, we literally just had like a stupid song that was just shitting in a hot ass porta potty. Shitting in a hot ass. I think it's a country song. But dude, there was never a good time, because everyone had the morning rush to try to go get the first porta potty.
Yep.
And you were always too late.
Yeah. But when you found, dude, I remember on Warped Tour in the morning, if you had to use a porta potty, you were so bummed. But there were those special mornings when somebody else would come back. Like they were coming back to the bus and they'd be like, "I found porcelain."
People would wake up, they'd pull out of their bunks like, "Did he say porcelain?"
That means you could poop on a real toilet.
And you would like when you were describing how to get there, it was always like a journey for Lord of the Rings. Like, you just go over the mountain there, walk 3 miles.
One thing that reminds me of in 2013 Warped Tour, Max and I would go and sell to the line. We would sell like
sunglasses
to the line. And we had a whole song.
Yeah.
It was a $5 sunglasses song. Mm-hmm.
We're not going to do the song.
I want you to do the song. So
you
bad.
Should rip it.
Okay. You want to
I'm a fan. Okay. Legitimately a fan.
That's
of this.
A good one.
$5 sunglasses. Woo! $5 sunglasses.
You got to put the stank on it at the end. Otherwise, it doesn't sell.
But your sayings, like, you know, like when you're at a baseball park and you're like, "That guy's selling hot dogs." You're like, "Hot dogs. Hey, I got your hot dogs." Your hot dogs here was "fuck the sun with your eyes."
Yeah. Dude, we had so many of those. But I was just going to say that one of those days on the Warped Tour, we had to find the line. And we were like, "Hey, where's the line? Where are the kids going to come into the venue?" And these people have like never done, they're like staff that are like event staff. They've never done Warped Tour before. So it's like 7 a.m. and the sun's like blazing on them and they're all exhausted. We're like, "Hey, do you know where the line is?"
Major key market right there.
Dude.
Yeah, because they got the money too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Each person that we asked, so like the staff member, like, "Where's the line?" The staff member was like they have just woken from a dream. They were like, I think it's over the hill." And there's no hill. What's going on?
The hardest thing I've ever been met with was, "Why the fuck would you ask me?"
Really?
And I was like, "You are so unpleasant. Good morning."
Wow.
Yeah. Fuck you later.
Dude, there's a production day on Warped Tour. So it's day zero before the tour even starts. And everyone's setting up and testing out all their gear. And me and Zach were just walking around because we wanted to see what was going on. And there is a man.
Really trying to scope for porcelain the next day.
Exactly, yeah. But there was a man who we saw who was working on the main stage. And he had to uncoil this cord all the way down. And he was just sitting on the ground, his head in his hands.
Just shaking.
It was day zero, and he fucked up somehow.
Staring at it like he has to build a rocket ship to the moon.
He had just fully given up. And you know what? I didn't see him for the rest of the tour. I think he quit.
Straight up, day zero, too.
Yeah.
Like, never seen a man more distraught in my life.
Yeah, hilarious, though.
I'm just going to pour one out for him really fast.
Ooh, ASMR on the podcast. Almost had the stream. Oh, no. This is a nice wooden table.
Talking about it in the warm up, I've got like serious PTSD.
After all that Warped Tour talk, after Warped Tour, you joined As It Is directly, like a year later?
I did 2 more years with Fearless Records.
Okay.
Yep. And then third year, 2018, I joined As It Is.
Nice.
Yeah. How did that go?
Amazing, man. Ripped out to, well, it was really strange because I declined like my third year extension.
At Fearless.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, is everything cool? Are you feeling okay? You know,
no.
Is it a problem? this. And I was like, oh shit. No, everything is great. I probably should have led with, I'm just joining a band on the label. So we're still in the family.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh shit. Cause it's kind of ass backwards, right? Like typically you play in a band and then you maybe work for the label. Mm-hmm. You don't like work with the label and then play in a band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Fearless, can you guys give me a job after this is all over? Make a Fearless sandwich.
I never even considered that, like, you worked with the label and then went from working with a label to being on the label.
And it's been such an incredible experience now that we're working on, like, the next record.
That's awesome. Yeah. How deep in are you guys right now? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we're really deep in. We're about to...
Ooh! Oh. Almost got you!
Dude, don't say anything else.
Are you
That's a good cliffhanger.
We've just been working on new music. New music coming soon.
Are you guys doing Cryptic stuff before you release it? Is that why?
You have to.
Yeah, that's like part of the rules.
Shut your mouth.
Hey guys, why the fuck is Zach on this podcast?
I'm really looking forward to one day waking up and seeing a tweet from As It Is that just says Friday. I just can't wait.
I just saw that tweet that went around like circulated from Finn McKinty. He's like, I need the confidence of a local band that no one's ever heard of. That's like, big things coming soon.
You know? Hilarious.
Set It Off once. This was before I was in the band, but Set It Off once did those cryptic posts to announce a new MySpace layout.
Yes, we did. And it was like dinosaurs. Like, it was like animated dinosaurs. I'm sorry. Are we boring you?
Wow.
Are we boring you?
Amazing, no, right? Not you all, just you. but this LaCroix is next, man.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it is.
I've never tried this shit before.
Not sponsored.
Limoncello. Should be, though.
It's my favorite one.
Are
you? Are you?
How much are you getting paid for this one?
If we're not, just cut this out of the edit, yeah.
It is legitimately the best one, though.
It is.
Which one is it?
Reminds me of pie.
It tastes like a lemon cookie, lemon pie, lemon pastry of any kind,
like Girl Scouts of America.
Yeah. Well, they got a lemon cookie.
Oh yeah.
What? I've never had their lemon cookie.
That is the wackest shit. Yo, we have to go down.
I'm
down to Ralph's.
Strictly.
Down to Ralph's. They're hustling right now.
Hey, yo,
no, they're not.
The new Girl Scout lemon cookie just dropped.
Yo, no, yeah, it's like a shoe drop.
I saw some on StockX, so I'm gonna definitely have to.
Oh yeah. I just picked up a new box on Goat. You know, I overpaid. I overpaid, but whatever. Yeah. You know,
dude. Try it again. Have you guys have your own favorite Girl Scout cookie? Like, what is your go-to?
Mine's lemon.
Oh, yours is lemon.
For
you
sure.
Know what mine is
what?
Mine's Thin Mint. Do you know what the secret is? Do you know what the secret is? You put them in the freezer.
Every single time you talk to someone about them, they tell you to put them in the freezer like they're the one who first thought of it.
Oh, yeah.
They look around because they don't want other people to know.
Yeah. I know. I love being.
Do you know what the secret is?
I love doing it as fast as possible before they can do it.
Before they can reply and say anything
else. I like putting
them
in the freezer.
I do that with.
Like they get scared. I like putting them in the freezer. Oh, no, I like putting
the new As It Is record is Girl Scout cookie themed, right?
How did we get here?
I don't remember. They're selling them outside of a grocery store nearby.
Yeah,
Robin, As It Is his new
triple
record.
Dark chocolate. It's gonna be a sick drop. You know, we're really proud of it. Really working on it during COVID. The ingredients are chef's fucking kiss.
How does it? I'm assuming that you guys aren't like near each other. Were you guys near each other?
Friends? No, not at all.
Oh, dude, I can tell. Patty's told me some stories, and I'm just.
Yeah, I bet he certainly has to you of all people.
I know. I never talked to him.
You guys just made me think of: is tea still a saying? Like,
tea?
Ooh, tea.
Oh, give me the tea.
Give me the tea.
Give me the oat latte now. Welcome to 2021.
Dude, right? I was like, I'm about to say it. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't because I think it's gone.
Yeah.
Has
the tea died? Is the tea? Should we have a funeral CPR. For the tea?
I can never tell because everything on the internet is like, it's a saying, and then the saying becomes like, like, oh, that's dumb to say, but then it becomes ironic to say it, and they just keep like shoving it inside of its own ass over and over again until I can't recognize what's a joke and what's not. So sure, it's still around.
Oh my God.
Just say you were saying it ironically.
There were so many phrases that I'm just like, I just reject them. I'm like, I'm not going to say trill.
Yeah.
True and real. I'm never saying true.
Y'all just made me choke on an ice cube, and the only way that it got on Lodge was it melted. My throat is so cold right now.
So you're going to die, but luckily.
No, it melted. Yeah. The heat turned up, thankfully.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So
I was just about to ask something, and we got distracted again.
About cookies?
Oh, no. Don't. And let's just stay on track here. We don't have to talk about goblins and other things. It's just right here. Were you guys together when you wrote for the new record?
Right.
Or were you?
So, me and Patty came out in like October of 2019, and we did like a whole round of writing sessions
here in LA.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
And then, and we did like a week in Indy, and then we went on the Great Depression North America Act, like US tour. And then later on that year, we followed up with writing here. What was that?
How
the fuck can we stay on track if you can't sit still, Zach?
Zach was breathing into the mic, and I was like, hey, your mic. And
I was so enthralled that I was breathing heavily into the microphone.
We have this problem because we have these really cool looking pop filters, but there's no top to them, and our nose goes right over top.
What are those pop filters
like?
You
want to see what it's like?
I wish I had that.
Let's all do it.
Just do a dumb harmonize over here.
Low ground.
Yeah. And we've lost every subscriber. Okay.
Yeah. It sounds a lot like, you know, when you
these guys suck.
It sounds like when you come home and you've been around another dog and your dog has to smell you. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, and it's getting
That's so good.
Yeah, it's like getting right in your ear. Do it again.
Oh, who's doing the mouth stuff? Oh,
what the frick, Zach?
Oh man. Oh,
Wait,
we got off track.
It's always going to happen. So you wrote the album.
Yeah, so then we came out here in October, November of 2019, and then we went on a series of tours.
Yeah.
And then, not even really a series of tours. I think that we just did like three tours. And then when we got home from Japan and Australia, 2 weeks later, the world shut down. Mm-hmm. We were scheduled to record the record last April.
Okay.
Cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
And so like a year ago. And when that happened, we had to pivot. So then we just took everything to Zoom, which was like super fresh territory. We were like, we're like the first ones to do this.
Maybe
they'll probably like want a partner or something.
I was about to ask.
I promise you they don't.
Just the one friend in the room that's a fire extinguisher. You know, it doesn't matter how like fired up you are. You're just like...
I promise you they don't.
So shot. God, so I missed funny. You so much. It's like we never left.
I was gonna ask. I feel like your band of all bands might have been the most apt to do this because, you know, some of you are in the UK, some of you are in the States. So this long distance kind of band thing, how does that work and how did that change during COVID?
Well, Patty's a dual citizen. In October of 2018, mm-hmm. I went over there for the first time, like to tour properly with the band after Warped Tour. And we went on, I don't know, I feel like we didn't come off the road for like 10 months. And then I just moved to the UK.
Oh.
And it was one of those things where I didn't have like a proper visa. It was like operating on a T5.
Is this illegal?
I don't, we should talk to somebody about this.
You
maybe
you don't have to get in depth with it.
Yeah,
okay.
We're not trying to get you deported.
Don't rip the whole fucking story. Here's my social security number.
You don't need to show your birth certificate.
Yeah. All right. Cheers, man. Thanks. Fucking hosing me down.
Just maybe if you would like land the plane.
It was wild how excited I was to see you guys.
Maybe
this podcast
if
is
you could just hurry
last.
Up and land the fucking plane, that would be sick.
Oh,
no, so anyways, what the fuck was I saying?
So you moved.
I moved over there. And, moved over, stayed in Brighton for like 2 years, and then properly moved back after we got back
Brighton
from Japan and Australia.
Are you all stationed in Brighton?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Between London, Brighton. Yeah, between London and Brighton.
Nice.
Yeah. Foley just bought a house up north.
No way.
Right before COVID.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Dude, it's the craziest thing. I always like hearing everyone's situation that they were in when they were shut down. I don't know if you heard about ours. Like, we were like gonna do two more tours, and then we just had to get an Airbnb and wait it out and find what was going on
in Australia.
In Australia, yeah.
We were stuck in Australia,
which is like in Europe too, right?
Yeah,
it was such a bummer, man.
Yeah,
it was rad seeing all the tour posters. It was like sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. Hey, but the whole tour sold out.
In a way, we were in a good position just because we weren't like just dropping a record or like just like you said, you had to pivot.
Super vulnerable.
You were about to record. Yeah. I mean, so that pivot, I'm assuming you guys had to have like many talks, figure out the right move and everything.
Well, yeah,
like that.
Too, especially because we haven't released a record since 2018, August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, shit, it's already been 2 years.
Yeah.
And now we're coming up on this summer will be the third year with no like actual new music that's not reimagined, that's not like remixed things. Yeah. You know?
I know exactly what you mean, man. And then we've been in a similar situation because like once we realized, okay, well, the shutdown's here, let's start writing. Let's start working towards the next record. And then we were like, well, maybe touring will come back soon. Because, like, everyone's trying to guess when touring's coming back.
Sure.
And so
everybody failed miserably.
Oh, every time.
Well, I mean, honestly, we were just listening to our agents and what they told us.
Same.
So, like, when we had to reschedule our last tour the last couple times, it's like, it's out of everybody's hands.
Yeah, no one.
Like,
everyone's
no one
doing
knows.
The best they can.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. We're all in it together.
So for us, it's like been like with this next thing that we're working on is we really care that we're able to play shows again. And we don't know when that is. All we have is this hope that things are reopening. Like LA's been super shut down. And we were just talking about that. It got to the least or the most lenient tier.
Yeah.
Yellow tier. That just happened like today.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as it is, man, it's like we beat the absolute fucking brakes off the Great Depression.
Yeah.
You know, like 22 countries, hundreds of shows, whatever the hell it was, you know, it's like beat the brakes off. Like if the Great Depression was a vehicle, it started off like sparkly and shiny. It's like that new car you take off the lot. And then 2 years later, it's like a fucking Jackass episode. Just it's literally just me, Patty and Allie, and it's in flames. And we're like, we should get the fuck out of here.
New car.
Yeah. Or just anything that could take us to the next thing.
Yeah.
So like all that being said, like you touring off of that record for so long and then the pandemic happening, do you think that affected how this record sounds?
Yeah. Like, so how much of the record was written before COVID and how much was it scrapped?
One song. I think we were at like 20, 30 songs, scrapped them all except for like one.
Wow.
We reworked a second one that we had an idea of, and we were just like in love with the pre-chorus. But then we took that melody, we restructured it, rewrote it. I mean, all new instrumentals.
So not a ton,
really.
Just
no, dude, one and a half tracks.
Wow.
What made you want to scrap them?
To be honest with you, man, me and Patty were just in a really dark place mentally.
Yeah,
and
we've got
relevant shit to say that's going on with us right now.
Yeah,
we were on cloud nine before this because we just beat the fucking brakes off this record.
And yeah.
Like we just felt like we were in such a good place, man, where it's like, oh, we announced writing in Leeds. We had all these really cool opportunities that we felt like we just tore our ass off to get. And sometimes you just don't get those opportunities unless you stay the fuck out for like 2 years straight.
Yep.
So
stay the fuck out for sure. Dude.
Yeah. Stay the fuck out of my life after this podcast airs.
Dude, my favorite part.
No, seriously, this group chat. Can someone just dead him really fast?
Oh my god! Yeah,
my
amazing.
Favorite part about this is that fans are not gonna. They don't know our relationship.
They're not gonna get it.
Yeah. So they're like,
we're gonna kiss on the mouth as this is over.
Do they love each other or fucking hate each other?
Yeah. They actually had to sit us further away so we wouldn't constantly just be like touching each other. You know.
Very true.
VT.
Sorry, I interrupted your story because.
Oh no, it's cool, man. It was honestly, I couldn't be any more boring.
I think people are going to be really interested.
Yeah. No, it's interesting, like, to see the parallels between Set It Off and As It Is, because obviously we toured together and like we've both been around the block a few times, and just to see like the evolution, see where things go. Like, I'm excited to hear what comes after the Great Depression.
I think we first met. I think I might be wrong, but I think we were the first band, American band, to bring As It Is to America.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild how many people have actually brought that up.
No way.
Tour specifically, the last 2 or 3 weeks.
No way.
Oh wow.
That's
cool.
We did Glamour Kills tour, and it was
GK.
It was us against the current.
Yep.
As It Is and Rome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And both Rome and As It Is, did they drive together, right?
Yeah. I think they split like an 18 pass or was it a 15 pass and they shared crew maybe?
Oh my God, that's right.
Dude, so they were hustling.
That's crazy. Like, that was before you were in the band, but.
Yeah, I met them on Vans Warped Tour 2015.
Dude, I think people we don't get to talk about enough about how many memories are made when you're in the van and everything.
Oh my God.
It's actually my favorite memories.
I think so yeah. as well. And because it's always like brought out of just absolute what could be described as torture.
Like, torture.
I remember, right? It's just part of the word.
Can't spell torture without tour.
I have to ask you this. When you think about touring in a van, what's the first thought you have?
Not sleeping.
But where are you?
Oh, what do you see? I'm in my little bench.
Yeah.
I'm laying down.
In the hole? We're gonna fucking
yeah. And in between the bench and like the two bench, because let's face it,
nobody respected you. They're like,
no, it's because you have six people in a van, but there's only four bunks, so one sleeps up front.
No, I know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you know. Okay, great. I'm glad he knows how this works.
Thanks for walking into my joke, but I don't.
I have missed this. Just being the fly on the wall for your guys' shenanigans.
Yeah, my forehead will never be the same. Cheers.
Yeah, dude, I remember sleeping on the floor. I remember sleeping in vans was the hardest part was like if you slept in one position for too long, mm-hmm. you were fucked up. You had to move.
Yeah.
Or like, because like sometimes you'd sleep on your side and like the seatbelt buckle would push into your hip and your whole leg would be numb and you'd wake up and be like, I don't have a leg.
You know what was great though is like when all of the bands had their own van, it felt like going over to your friend's house because everyone has a different
pull
kind
up
of
in
van.
The Walmart parking lot and it's just like all four of you like pot a pull up. You're like, oh dude, let me see your crib.
But like we had ours was dedicated to sleeping. We had as many bunks as possible. Same. We had bunk beds in the back.
Curtains.
Yeah, but we would like tour with friends of ours who like made theirs a living room with like a TV and an N64, and it was like, oh cool. And like, go over to my friend's
never
house.
Really ramped it up in that way. I mean, I remember installing power strips. So in every one had one. And then like little lights that you stuck. So it's like little night lights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just remembered. So we toured this band that's no longer around called the Venetia Fair. And they built their these bunks. So behind it, like if you're thinking of a 15 passenger van, there's like this like back bench and they just put like a plank of wood there. So there's a top bunk where you sleep above it. And then underneath where you're just trapped behind the chair under by the trunk, and they called it Spooky Town.
Which we adopted.
We adopted it. We did.
Which we stole.
So in love with that freaking name.
Well, I wouldn't say stole. It's not like we borrowed. It's not like we made money. Yeah.
It's not like we resold it on StockX.
Yeah. Come check out Spooky Town.
Yeah. Ours was nice. We had lights. There was a
while you're
fan
here if you want some
there.
Lemon cookies. Yeah.
No, it was great. I love that.
Yeah, the old vans, touring in vans is crazy, but I'm always on the other side. You guys all have said that you like touring then more.
Memories.
More memories. Like for
I
instance,
love how we tour now.
Oh, no, we tour way more comfortable now. Oh, and I think the for me, like I think back about all the funny times and how we just like barreled through all the hard stuff. Like
the adversity.
Like touring, the adversity of it all and pushing through it. Like there's something to feel good about with that. But I remember always, I envisioned Walmart parking lot, late at night, winter, up north. And no amount of socks and blankets can keep your feet warm.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that happened a couple times.
Do you remember
did you guys keep it running?
Never.
No,
we weren't allowed.
No. So
that's the biggest thing that we should break for young touring bands right now. It's not. If you're an F-150 or more, so that is actually the same engine that ambulances use and they run 24/7.
Yeah, yeah.
They're always started. And the thing is that we did the math on what it costs to run the heat and to run the AC all night. We stayed in the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee for 3 days straight, burned one tank of gas.
You are
We got to bring our tour manager, our old tour manager here.
That's why.
To debate this.
Yes.
That's
sure. Yeah, yeah, no problem. Bring him in.
Come
on down.
Yeah, Andrew Cram.
Oh, the boy. Oh, shit. No.
Walking in like a fucking WWF.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's a
last guy on planet Earth I ever want to argue with about anything.
He is pretty smart too. He'd probably WWE body slam.
He would come in here and DDT my ass real quick.
Give me a body slam
with knowledge though. No.
Purely with words that will never ever on brand my ass.
But that was the thing. Like we were so concerned about the health of our vehicle. And our finances.
Well, it's your lifeblood.
You had to pinch pennies. You had to.
Yep.
And just to survive in that sort of environment. But
I will say in the tour management, maybe that's why he was coming from. He didn't care because even one tank of gas, when you're spending $100 every 4 hours to go anywhere.
And we're making nothing back then. Yeah. We're trying to break even.
We got paid.
Hey, y'all, we made 100 tonight.
Yeah, we got paid in Little Caesar's pizza. Like we didn't, it just, there was no money.
There was.
I never saw money.
Yeah. No, not at all. So. I remember one time, at, speaking of the cold feet thing, like we had a, what we call Trash Alley. Was that what we called it? Trash Alley? Trash Chute. That's what we called it. Just like where all the trash ended up falling right at the door.
See, I was the annoying guy that always had the bag. And I'm just like, guys, so fucking seriously.
We needed you.
Dude, that was one thing that's so funny about our band and the trash in our band is that it would fill up in the van, right? And you would, everybody was like trying to be comfortable in the van was so, it was so selfish. Everybody was so incredible. I'm not even afraid to admit it. Yeah. I was incredibly selfish because you needed sleep to be able to function. So you had to be like cutthroat about it. But I remember sometimes if you slept in the front bench, there was a trash can next to you and it was always overflowing because nobody was taking it out. But it was always overflowing because everybody had the same mentality, which was you would lay down, you'd see all the trash and be like, oh, I can't believe I live with these fucking animals. And then be like, I'm not gonna fucking clean it up if they're not gonna clean it up. Yeah. Making yourself another ant. Like,
and then as you're pulling over, like Dorito bags or like
falling, you're like, oh, fucking pigs. And then
you're putting smaller Dorito bags in bigger Dorito bags.
Yeah. And then we would all wake up sick and be like, what happened? Why do I feel bad?
You guys remember those big bomb days where it'd be like a day off and then you just What aerosol? What do you?
We had the fresh
Febreze. No, it's like the
aerosol.
Lysol. Thank you. Yeah. What a hard word to find. Holy shit! Don't plug that. Yeah. And we would just bomb it, and we would spend a whole can in there, and then we wouldn't come in for a day, and then we would open the doors. We're like, our home is fresh.
Yeah, do whatever you could. We have arrived.
All it's done is change the smell a little bit.
For about 30 minutes.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. And then soon as one dude kicks his shoes off, you're like,
oh, there's always those things. Dude, I'm going to bring this up, and if we don't want to use it, we don't have to use it. Yeah. But
dope.
There is a thing where we would get, because you know when someone farts near you, you're like, who did it?
Farts?
Who farted?
Oh, okay.
Because like you're in a closed space, right? And then if you keep farting, it's just, you're ruining the whole trip. It's just so rough. But then one time we wanted to know so badly that we would have everyone announce when they farted. And they would go, farting it up!
Didn't we talk about this on the podcast?
Oh, wait, did we?
I think, are we bringing it back?
No way.
Maybe we didn't.
Well, I think we just talked about it recently.
I think we did.
Oh, okay.
We talked about ish.
We'll have to find out. But regardless, we realized by that game how often everyone farts.
Oh, no.
And we're like, we have to stop.
Yeah, we have to stop.
Stop it right now.
Don't normalize calling out farts.
Yeah.
Not dope.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I miss the days where it was just like we smelled it and then awkwardly didn't say shit for 30 seconds. And we're just disgusted with everybody.
Yeah.
We just go into like a really dark hole mentally. We're like, I fucking hate everybody.
There are some like you get into that mood sometimes towards the end of tour where like the smallest thing you're like, you are my mortal enemy.
Yep.
You cut in front of me at the Walmart and I was trying to get mayonnaise and now I hate you.
Are you seriously on your phone?
Oh yeah,
wow.
So it actually,
you know what's crazy?
It has to do with this particular thing that we're discussing.
Okay.
If you could just, I don't know, do your best to go into your hat of tricks and come up with something funny for the next 45 seconds while I locate this.
Well,
that'd be much appreciated.
Well, one thing I was thinking when you said
seconds.
That, when you brought up the getting so angry easily at the end of tours, Zach and I once got in a huge heated argument. Because
our fights have always been really funny.
Our fights are basically, if I were to describe it in noises, it would be bah! All right. All right. So when we first started touring, we would just be like, anyone please, do you have a floor? Do you have a couch? And we had a place to go stay at. And there was this really funny thing where as we're getting closer to the location, you'd see everyone start rustling around because they're packing up their stuff because they want to be the first person out of the van.
It was the dib system.
It was the dib system. And we should have came up with a way better system.
Never did.
But one time Zach and I were like leading out the door and we were like trying to not act like we were racing each other, but we were absolutely racing each other.
Yeah.
We had a full blown argument about it.
We did.
It was cutthroat. It really was. Cause you needed to sleep that night.
And it's like, if you stayed at somebody's house for 2 days in a row, And you slept on a floor 2 days in a row. Like, you haven't really slept.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, and you're just like so antsy, and anything can like piss you off, you know?
It's interesting how much on edge you can be on tour, especially in the van days. Are you having a heart attack?
How much have you learned, though? how much have you...
Scared me.
Itching my stomach. Are you dying?
You're rubbing your chest and like,
are you having a heart attack? And
yo, would you? That would be the worst day.
We would best not ever. That.
Best podcast.
Yeah, please do.
We would get views.
We would so do.
Y'all deserve the views.
We
for
have
real?
To ask you like while you're struggling. Like, Kay, wait, are you okay? Can we post it?
My last dying word. Post it.
Please. We bring the microphone to you so you can say.
Yeah, you ring it.
Wait, no, say it to the microphone, though. Say it to the microphone.
You got that? You got that?
All right, we got permission.
Yeah, but we're going to be Joe Rogan big. I can feel it.
So this is the three stages of tours, which is a total riff off what we're doing back in the Vine days. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Vine.
I remember Vine, yeah.
Here, let's see if we can. Can you hear this guy?
This is quality.
Hold it top, closer to the top.
Middle of tour. Tour.
It's true.
Jamming out to songs.
Middle of tour.
Absolutely zoned out, getting exhausted.
No,
I'm
good. End of tour.
Shut the fuck up! Oh my god.
It's
it is. And then you go home, you're ready to go home, you're like, oh, I can't wait to get home. And then you're home, and you're like, get me away from here.
Yeah.
And then you're there for 3 weeks, and you're like, God, I just miss all of my friends.
Yeah.
Let's just go do it again.
We were talking about it's been 2 years since we've hugged. That was the nicest hug I've had in a long time.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah,
same.
My boy.
I agree. It's been such a weird thing because I feel like there's like this really weird pause button that happened because it doesn't feel like 2 years. Like,
no.
I cannot see any of you guys for 2 years, and then I see you, and I'm like, oh, boom, and we're just right back on the rip.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Yeah. It sucks not seeing everybody for 2 years.
I'm
so happy
man.
To be out here.
It's good to have you.
Yeah.
Honestly, you guys all look super fucking good and healthy.
Oh,
now.
Thank you.
Honestly, like, y'all are thriving.
So are you.
Thriving. Yeah. From the moment I hugged Cody and we walked up, all we did, like, there were two guys near us, and we were just spent the whole time complimenting each other from the time we met to all the way through the elevator. We're like, hey, you guys want to get in with us? They're like, yeah, fucking right. Yeah. Sit through you we guys complimenting each other's outfits for another 35 seconds.
We suspect they were just freshly super high because they had ice cream and that they just didn't want to enter the elevator to talk to anybody.
Yeah, they're like,
please don't make me talk, please.
I believe it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Max?
Yes.
I feel like you haven't talked a lot.
Oh, you know, I'm just, I don't want to, you never want people talking over each other. So
that's
I just kind of, I kind of like sneak in with a zinger. I'm
you
like,
do. You're really good at that.
Yeah, on it's our, a strength.
And then I pull back.
Yeah.
And then I
fly
know.
On the wall, little zinger.
Yeah.
You load it up.
We just had a TikTok do really well.
Yeah, we're famous.
Our first one.
Yeah.
We're famous.
We posted one. A TikTok, and not our first TikTok ever, but we posted a TikTok video. And it got 100 Thowie views.
Yeah, so
Thowie.
So you're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking blow you up, dude.
Anytime.
No, but I like it a lot because it's a funny moment with Max because he roasts Cody, which is fucking awesome.
What was the roast?
Basically,
do you want to listen to the podcast?
I haven't listened to it once.
Get him off!
I didn't want it to. I didn't want it to like. Fuck with the mojo coming in here. I always like to do it really fresh, you know?
Send them home now.
Yeah. Also, these three guys are extremely intimidating because they're the funniest guys in the room. So it's like, I just had to like, I didn't talk to anybody all day. You know, I was like, all my phone calls, I'm declining them. I'm like, I can't give anybody the gas. I got to come in.
We hit you with a save it for the podcast because we were starting to rip too many jokes right off the bat.
Yeah. As soon as I walked in, Zach was like, don't say a fucking word.
Save it all for the podcast.
Dude, one thing we were talking about earlier, which I actually really want to bring up because I don't think there's any shortage of fun talking about this, is theme parks. It just kind of came up because we were talking about like your favorite theme parks nearby and whatnot. Mm. Are you a theme park fan at all?
Oh, yeah. Growing up, we would always rip Cedar Point with the family.
You went to Cedar Point?
In the summers, man. It's being a Michigan boy. Ohio's right over the border.
That's the one with the roller coaster that everyone's
scared
of?
The best ones of all time, apparently.
Like Millennium Force.
I love theme parks, but I don't really like roller coaster theme parks.
Really?
Like Six Flags and
you like vom? Point. Do you vomit?
Do you vom?
Have you ever vomited?
I'm a big vom.
You ever like vom or
yeah. Hey, can you do you ever vom? Do you ever just like
it's so taboo to talk about?
Hey, come here, come here.
You it's okay.
No, it's just like I like theming, like dark ride theming, and animatronics and stuff.
I like the combo, like when you do like Space Mountain or the Mummy, where it's got the action, the fast pace, but you feel like it's immersive.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the Mummy ride to this day, that and I think it's Space Mountain scares the absolute shit out of me because I'm convinced. So it's like Mummy is Universal Studios and Space Mountain is Disney, but they're both roller coasters indoors in the dark, and I'm convinced this is my ride is the one where a piece has gotten loose and it's gonna fall in front of me and I'm not gonna see it. I'm gonna lose my head.
What a cool way to go.
Yeah. It would be, I guarantee you it'd be painless.
So much anxiety.
Oh, dude. I mean, I hope so.
I would put my money in that bag too.
It would be bad for you, but instant. But everyone else?
Oh my God.
The anxiety. Get done with the ride and be like, well.
I think about that often.
Oh, there was some like hydro stuff going on there. There was like wet. Oh my God, it's blood.
It takes one guy to show up with a toolbox and a hangover and just miss one screw, you know?
That's what scares me. I can take thrill rides usually mostly. I love the feeling in the pit of your stomach when you're like up too high and you're falling.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I'm convinced that's all mental, right?
What?
That is feeling. I don't think it's physical because have you had it when you're dreaming?
Is it like you're gonna like tingle and you're gonna pee feeling?
Yeah, like that sort of. I don't think of it's it like, that way.
What? Yeah. It's like you're gonna pee pee.
Is this where I plug like my diaper sponsorship?
So you said. It's a little tingle, and then you feel like you're gonna pee pee.
He just said one
pee. Been home for a year. Been off to him for a year and a half, hanging with my nieces and nephews. Do you have potty?
Go pee pee potty.
So, no, elaborate. So,
okay, so it's like you're driving down like a really big hill in the country, right? And you get
the
that
butterflies.
Feeling.
Yeah, the butterflies. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's not mental. It can't be.
I've stomach never, in your throat.
Yeah, but I've never felt like I'm going to pee.
You got to double up.
I've never like when I'm going down a roller coaster or like a drop on a ride, I'm not like, I have to pee.
Dude, that's what they're saying. They're not saying we. It's all,
they're saying pee. Yeah.
Finger guns. Dude, but I enjoy that feeling. There's that Dr. Doom ride in Islands of Adventure, and that's hate all that ride is for. So you don't like the feeling?
No.
I don't like the feeling either.
I think roller coasters are cool, if it's a ride dedicated to you going up and then afterwards going down, and that's the whole ride, it's lazy.
And when you work it like that.
Like Tower of Terror is like, hey, get in this elevator. It just went up. Now it's going down. Get out of the ride. It's not for me, man. Well, it's not for me.
Well, I'm not the one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of theming.
I'm not the demographic for whatever the fuck that is.
Dude, when you word it like, oh, you just go up and then right back down. Yeah, it sounds so bad.
No, that's not true. Sometimes you're like, are you going to go down? You're not?
Are you going back up again?
Oh, now you're going down. Like, that's...
The worst part is always standing in line to do that for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, standing in line is definitely
underwhelming.
The worst part about theme parks, except for Universal, because they have great queues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything about their lines are awesome.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I've been. I feel like I might have been once.
Have you never been?
It's probably been to Tim Hortons.
Have you ever been to Tim Hortons?
That's a callback to one of our earlier podcasts available on YouTube.
I hope they're singing along this time.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Are we in the wall?
No, oh, no. What's it like? How long has it been since you've officially been a member of As It Is? And what's that been like?
Yeah, let's get back to like what you do.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I joined the band in 2018.
Yeah.
I got the call in 2017, Foley called me after Warped Tour. He's like, mate.
Oh,
that's a really good Foley already.
Big things changing. You can play guitar, right? I have to cut the accent because I'm so bad at it. Respectfully,
It's wild that you're bad at it because you're surrounded by them all the time. I feel like I wouldn't be able to help it.
No.
I'd be like mocking them constantly.
Well, I like pick up like certain like vernaculars, and I feel like I
noticed
you know,
you
some
said cheers
of them.
A
did he say cheers,
mate?
You say mate? Yeah.
Oh, all the time.
You hit him with a legend every now and then. Oh, legend!
Fucking ledge.
Let me ask
very
you this:
very fucking ace.
How are you spelling the word aluminum right now?
Aluminum.
Are you saying aluminum?
Aluminium.
You
mean
aluminium?
We make eye contact.
Aluminium. Shut the fuck up. It's aluminum. Who's here? Who are you trying to impress?
I guess all it was is like when like the UK when the Brits came over, they're like, here's these words.
Zach is so hard-bodied. Who the fuck are you trying to impress right now?
I'm kidding. I don't.
I like to imagine the scenario when like the Brits are like, hey, here's these words. All right, what is that? All right, that's aluminium. And we're like, no. That's aluminum.
Yeah.
Less. Cut it out.
But the funny thing is that they do that to me so often.
Where really? Like,
oh, yeah. Because, yes. They, you know, obviously they created, you know, the English language. Mm-hmm.
Well, not your band members. The British people did.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Dude, I love when we make people make fun of American accents in other countries.
Yeah. They're all bad at it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, my favorite was we met this really nice French girl who's a fan of ours, let us stay at her place. And we were like, hey, make fun of us. Do your best American accent. And she goes, all right. I'm American. I like to say fuck and eat McDonald's.
And you know what? You know what? Pretty accurate.
Yeah, I'm not
gonna lie. True. Fucking, so what are we doing after this?
Accurate.
Now I'm so worried that I'm repeating myself. Have I done that already too?
I don't
too?
Think
Who
so.
Cares, we talked man. About that. You know
get out of your
right.
head and get in the fucking moment.
You're right. In the zone.
In the zone.
Dude,
in the
that
moment.
Was inspirational.
The AutoZone?
I felt
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
The AutoZone part?
Yeah, the AutoZone. Absolutely. Same. Cheers, man.
Oh my God. That was so good. Fuck.
But yeah, that's
shit, that was a good one. That was a good ripper.
Yeah.
So you had played with them, but weren't an official member for a while, right?
Well, so the thing is that obviously after I met them in 2015, I kept really in close contact with Foley, and then I bridged the gap. Like our friendship was really just me and Foley, and then me and Patty. Those are the guys that I originally broke down. Obviously, me and Ben and me and Allie were always like really cool.
Yeah.
But I really connected with Foley, and obviously, I just think it's the banter. I think it's just the energy, and it's just like we are just constantly. It's like we're like the Serena, not the Serenas. We're like the Williams sisters on the tennis court. Like,
Dude, you more know, sound
it's just
effects.
Nonstop.
We need more of this.
Nonstop. Those were tennis balls ripping across the court.
I think everyone saw it. Everyone's just at home listening like, oh, over there, over there.
Well, that's not how he did. He did like 8 bops in a row. That's the fastest tennis play I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's called professional athleticism. Maybe you heard of it.
they're like fucking...
Double-handed.
How do we get back to zero? Okay, then kept close contact with him, and then I just became a crew guy. Honestly, like whether it was driving, whether it was guitar teching, merchandise management, tour management, and pretty much every crew aspect, I worked with that band.
When you started with them, did you have like a goal, like, you know what, I want to work my way to be a member, or did it just kind of happen that way?
Or did you just like weasel your way? Yeah. Were you like, they were taking promos one day and you just jumped in?
Yeah, can you imagine? I was just like...
You just and you're like, oh, all
no,
right,
I actually stood in for Foley one time because he was really hungover, and I just took my hat off and my glasses, and I was like, they'll never know I'm bald, you know, I'm like, they'll never know.
I don't
and,
know if you're fucking with me or not.
He is.
And oh, okay. I'm gullible enough. I have to ask.
Honestly, same.
It would have been fucking amazing.
Yeah, man. So it's like really cool. I went from tuning the guitars to playing one of the fucking things.
Oh my God. It's like that movie Rockstar.
Yeah. You're Mark Wahlberg.
Can we just shout out Mark Wahlberg if you see this?
Oh, he's a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a huge fan.
Say hello to your
fan.
Honestly, mutual admiration gang.
Yeah.
Yay.
So wait, did you know when you started becoming crew that you're like, man, it'd be so cool to be in this band?
Well, the love was always present, man.
Yeah.
I just, you know, like, obviously you guys have been on the road since you popped out of the womb. So,
basically.
You guys know, like, how hard it is to find your tribe.
Oh, that's
and
so
to find
important.
Guys that you can coexist with, that, like, their mannerisms, everything. You know his buttons. You know his buttons. Yeah. Everyone knows
Zach
each other. And
knows
you know when to
buttons.
Shut the fuck up, you know?
I know everybody.
And
buttons.
You know where to push, Maggot.
Maggot.
I feel like sometimes just on tour, it's just like, and when you're a crew guy specifically, when you're in a band and you're touring with other bands, you can leave. When you're in a crew and sometimes you have to work with 3 or 4 bands just to make ends meet and to pay your bills, right? So it's like, then you're meeting new crew people, and then you're also like meeting, you know, a new band, or maybe you're just recycling through bands, 2, 3, 4,
yeah,
you know, obviously like coexisting on Warped Tour on buses, like sharing a bus with you guys.
Yeah.
Sharing a bus. That is so sick.
Yeah, B-U-T-S.
What a sick list. That's,
it was recorded too. That's great.
Dope. Yeah, you know, like I'm trying to think of everyone I've lived on a bus with, just a quick, like a little fucking quick around, like yeah. Matchbook Romance.
That's
asking
it.
Alexandria, Set It Off, As It Is, and then all of like the different like crew buses too, right? Yeah. I Prevail. It's just like you learn to exist with 10 to 20 people at all times.
That must be really helpful.
Fucking difficult thing.
Yeah.
It was helpful for getting over my OCD, or yeah, like at least all taming that. It, you know? Yeah.
But also like just like how, like learning the different dynamics of different buses, because everyone treats their home so yeah, differently.
We haven't had that experience. Every time we've toured, it's been with the same people mm-hmm, every time. So yep, I've never gone into a new environment. I feel like it would be really hard for me.
It's stressful. Yeah. It can be stressful. Like the first week is the hardest, you know, like just breaking the ice and like kind of yeah, getting in there.
The other thing is I feel like because you have kind of done every job with a bunch of other people, now that you're here, you can see things from maybe a perspective that other people couldn't, because they yeah, never had that job, or they've never done that or been with those people. So like you've worked as crew, you've worked from the label standpoint, and now you're actually in the band and you know how it all works.
That's actually so rad, because yeah, a lot of the things that I've been like harnessing with the songwriting now that I've been writing with the band for the first time ever, is knowing way before I even joined the band, it's like one thing to see the perspective and like what songs the fans feel. You mm-hmm, see yeah, like you see how certain songs and like lyrics and words and chants and everything hit them, right? So then going and playing on the stage to then like sharing that eye contact,
oh, yeah,
playing it, and it's like, okay, cool. Like there's certain moments on every record that exists previously that I feel like we recreated in a new, fresh way that's going to be nostalgic, mm-hmm, but it's also going to like, what do you say? Like, it's just going to recreate those feelings. Like,
yeah,
that, you know, that love.
And that's so, all you ever want to do. Cause at the end of the day, we love, you know, making music. We love being a band, but the performing is what really is the incredible part. I remember the first time I got to really see you perform with As It Is.
Oh, shit.
I think it was in South Florida. But I remember walking over and you were just having the time of your life. It was cool to see. It was really cool because I've never seen that side. And dude, you gotta give you props to do. You're a hell of a performer.
Oh, you have a trademark. Cool. You have a thing that you do that I know you're gonna do, and it's amazing. And the fans know it too.
What is it?
Is you go to the top of this, you go to the front of the stage,
yep,
and you don't have a mic, but you just go, "Let's fucking go." And dude, they lose their mind. Yeah. They're like, Ronnie just told us to go. We have to go.
And they go.
Are we going? Let's yeah, go.
Again. But let's go. We go again.
It's like if I go to an As It Is show and you're playing and you don't do that, I feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't go. We definitely have to go again.
You always yeah, go.
You always go
again.
Man, that rocks.
Was there any sort of like special moment that you knew that you were going to be in the band, or was it
when they said you're in the band?
Hey, come in here.
It's super strange because it was always like really early on. I was like, oh man, you know, like I could see myself like being in a band with guys like this, because you know, like that love that exists, it would be really tough to just join a band of dudes that you don't know. And yeah, so you're a hired gun and yeah, you're just playing, you're getting a show fee and you're just like, you have a guarantee and you're just rocking up and you're doing a part, you're playing songs that don't really maybe make you feel something. You're just going to like pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different. Like those guys have always shown love.
You have to be in absolute love. Like you said, I think that the most important point of the things that I absorbed so far was like how much you have to be in tune with the people that you're on the road with.
Yep.
Like, cause God, man, like, especially when, if you start off in the van, like we were talking about before, shoulder to shoulder, that's, if you get through that, you'll be pretty much okay, I think.
Yeah.
But just, it can make or break your whole situation. A lot of bands will fall apart because of inner turmoil
yep,
and whatnot. So knowing you're going in, loving the people that you're with,
yeah,
cause they're all great guys. Yep. You guys are all amazing. We've loved you guys since day one.
I think, As It Is probably one of the bands that we've toured the most with.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really cool. That was actually my first official tour. Well, I suppose it wasn't my first official tour. It's just after Warped Tour was with y'all in Japan.
Yeah. What a good time.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I get to go to this new country yeah, with all the boys.
Oh, yeah, man.
It felt so good.
Yeah.
And girls. And then, shout out Georgia. What's up?
And then also, we shared a van. Both bands toured in the same vehicle.
Oh, it was perfect.
Yeah, you can just tell, like, there's certain people that they have their morning routine, and it's not to hear us on our bullshit. Yeah. You know? They were like, hey, I can't fucking handle you with setting off because you're a completely different animal. You know, even Foley was like, oi, mate, you gotta cut the shit for the first time today. You know, like,
dude, we're all ripping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, all cylinders.
If we have to be together, we're going to make it funny.
Yeah.
Yes. Like,
if we have to be up in the morning to go somewhere for tour or something, it's going to be a rip roaring ha ha.
Oh, yeah.
If not, then we're just going to be super sad.
Yeah. And, like, you have to turn your boohoos into teehees.
Yeah. That's true.
Turn your boohoos into teehees. In 6 easy minutes, you can turn
your boohoos into teehees.
Is that the name of the podcast?
Boohoos into teehees.
We already have an episode with teehee in the title.
I'll be real. Talk It Off is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
No, this is awesome. Am I the first guest?
Yes.
You're the first guest we've ever had.
Yeah.
I told somebody the other day, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go rock over with the Set It Off. I'm going to be on their podcast. They're like, they invited you to be on their podcast? I fucking live out here. Why they didn't fucking ask me to be on the podcast?
Don't go far back, I guess.
I already know who it is, too. Yeah.
Because they're not funny. Like, Ronnie's funny. That's it.
Oh, my God. You know what? I think we've hit our mark, though. I think it's time. And we're going to keep ripping jokes after this. So.
Yeah.
But now we just have to end the podcast. But you want to sing us out?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I forgot how bad the intro was.
Here's your chance. Redemption.
Everybody fucking...
Thank you guys so much for listening. I am Cody.
Max.
Zach.
And Ronnie.
And you've been listening to the Talk
It
Off
Ish
Podcast. You fucked it up, Max.
And it'll be recorded forever.
Goodbye, everybody.
Peace.
That was great.
That was a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.